thoughts, my concerns. So there should be no surprise to, you know, to anybody. So we do have a few concerns about safety. The county road is very narrow, Amanda Road. I measured it out in front of our house. It's 12 feet wide. There are no shoulders. There's just driveways and basically a ditch on each side. So if anybody had to make a diversion to try to miss, you know, a child or others, it's be difficult to do on that particular road. Two mid-size SUVs can't pass. One has to pull over just a little bit to let the other go. Speed limit is 15. There's an electronic sign on Amanda Road. I can tell you that the residents do a pretty good job of keeping speed limit down at 15 to 20 miles an hour because, you know, they know that there's little kids that live on our street. We also, a lot of people walk their dogs on that street. And we have a lot of elderly people that get their daily exercise on that street. Our view is that additional traffic from overnight renters is going to increase the risk of some sort of a mishap on that street. Property value is another concern. I contacted Patty Silliman of Patty Silliman Realty. You all may know who she is. She's a very active realtor in this area, knows Amanda Road area very well. I asked her what her view was if the next door property was converted to, or part of it was converted to, overnight use. She said that a short-term rental situation would definitely adversely affect the sale of our house and other nearby houses. She said most people who want to live in a single-family home neighborhood don't want short-term renters in their neighborhood. Covenants. We have active covenants. I brought a copy, which I'd be happy to give you if you'd like to read it. But one passage out of the covenants states, each such dwelling house shall be designed for and used as a residence of only one family. That's how it reads. Unfortunately, we have no homeowners association, so we have no one to enforce these covenants. But the covenants are on file, and we're part of the due diligence that our title company, you know, provided to us at the time of the sale. So, you know, the last thing I'll just have to say that, you know, we bought the lot and built a house on it because it was a nice, quiet family, single family area. And I would hate to see it convert slowly, you know, one residence at a time over to a nightly rental situation. It just completely changed, you know, the environment in that neighborhood. So that's all I have. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Applicant, want to come back up? Any more questions for the applicant? Any discussion amongst ourselves? Hearing none, is there enough information to make a motion for or against the application as presented? Again, we're in the special use permit part as far as we've got the 8 items to consider when making a decision. On page 136.
Generate to the neighborhood.
There are currently two at the end of the property, or end of the road, I should say.
Just one.
I thought there was
one home with two permits. They got a special use and then it sold, and the new buyer sought the same permit. Yeah, there's two permits on the same parcel.
If the covenant says one family per dwelling, that moves me around a little bit.
My opinion is it's a great idea to improve an existing space that apparently there's an issue with, but I struggle with a separate complex within a residential property or the addition.
Question. Sir, were your covenants recorded, the covenant you got a copy with you?
Yes. This is the first two pages, and on that is where it addresses.
Okay, I have the entire covenant if you want all of it. Then I'll pass it around to you. Thank you. You bet.
And again, I think if we can all focus on the eight items as well, consider if it's an appropriate special use.
Which number is that in the covenants?
Number
one on page two.
That's what I'm looking at.
No lot shall be used except for residential dwelling house purposes. No more than one dwelling house shall be constructed on any one tract of less than 200 feet of lake frontage.
Each such dwelling house should be designed for
use as a resident of only one family. One private garage for not more than three cars may be constructed and used in connection with said dwelling house.
Were you aware of the covenants?
Yes, I'm the president of the Homeowners Association.
Well, there is no Homeowners Association.
And, you know, if you look at number four, the proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses in terms of scale, site design, operating characteristics, including but not limited to hours of operation, traffic generation, light, noise, odor, duties, other external impacts. It's specific to site design with that.
Yeah, but you've got to get past number one before you get to that. I got him out of the duplex. This looks pretty cut and dry to me, by way of discussion. I mean,
the home at the end of the block, or the end of the street, that was issued a conditional use permit is part of the association.
Do they have one family in the residence?
I believe so.
They rent out the whole house.
Yeah. No, well, they used to rent out the whole house. I don't know what they do now.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Somebody ready to make a motion?
I believe they do live in the home. And they added an addition, a garage and an apartment above. I believe that's what has happened in the last year.
When that went through, we didn't have the covenants.
You know, they've been in for a year and didn't have to go up their covenants.
in-lot part of the subdivision?
Pardon?
The in-lot, is that part of the subdivision?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, it's Oak Lake Estates, same subdivision.
And that's an active nightly rental? Having that active?
They have a current permit, yeah. It hasn't sold. Whether it's still listed and inactive, I don't know. But right, they haven't right, sold it. The permit right, hasn't gone
permit
away.
Permit's still intact.
Again, I just think taking a pool building and having a separate entrance with a separate driveway for three additional cars specific to that property really falls on number four. Proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses in terms of scale, site design. To me, the site design would be different from a residential structure and, you know, lay on the covenants there. That's my opinion. Any other comments?
I would agree with that, but I struggle with the fact that we already have an active special use. Whether they're using it or not,
yeah,
it's still available.
I agree, but this is really the first one where someone is wanting to live in the house and then add on to it with a separate entrance. That's really, I guess, the part that why I originally asked about the B&B.
So we're not really adding on. We're just putting the interior walls, adding the two bedrooms, two bathrooms.
With an exterior entrance and additional parking to handle that, correct?
Yes. I understood it was required.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything to move the process along?
Scott,
thoughts, questions?
The end has been operated with two families in it. Did they do an addition or they rent out the room?
Well, my understanding is still that they just rent out the whole house as a rental unit.
Okay, that's all we got. I can lighten there a little bit. It's been under construction now for the last, 12, 15 months. They're modifying it. I don't know what they're doing.
They did a big addition to the south side of the garage, an added garage, added some rooms above the garage. I don't know that it's finished yet.
No, it's still on.
That's what I thought it was still. They were going to build a swimming pool and tennis courts in the backyard or something.
All in.
Mm-hmm. The pool's in?
It's not done yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's move forward in some way, either discussion or...